Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Rule number 8.
That no one will ever want me. Especially not my own mother or father.
Hold on, Marcella. Don't come back to the room.
Your parents don't even care enough to find out whether you're living or dying.
Wow, it's so intense just listening to that clip, and it gets me emotional just listening to it. So, it's Frank Fontana and Kathy Hart in for Bill and Wendy, and we're live from the Allstate Skyline Studio. Totally switching gears from earwax, by the way. You know, Frank, there's times in the business that you're presented with a challenge to tell a story that you've had days or weeks to ingest and absorb and prepare, and yet only a few minutes to present that story to listeners hoping for the same impact. And this is absolutely one of those times. So joining us is Steve Pemberton. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hey there. How are you?
Hey, Steve.
Fantastic.
How are you?
So the book that you wrote, A Chance in the World, I won't do it justice trying to explain it. That's why we have you on. So tell us about your book.
The title tells you everything. A Chance in the World. It came from the diary entry of a babysitter who met me at 1.5 years old. I was then in the care of my mother, who was in the middle of a losing battle with alcoholism, and seeing that he kept a diary, and he wrote in his diary, "This little boy doesn't have a chance in the world." I didn't see that for many, many years later, but when I did, I actually smiled because I thought, well, that's all I was looking for, was just a chance.
So you went through the foster care system, and you lived with a family that, I hate to say it, is almost stereotypical of what you see in the movies, but it's a stereotype for a reason, because it was your reality. How long were you under their care?
I was there for 11 years. You know, there are many wonderful foster families who open their homes and their hearts to children who, through no fault of their own, have been relegated to the world of the unchosen. That's where I found myself. And unfortunately for me, I wound up with a foster family who, you know, were shrewd, manipulative. You know, their ability to paint this picture of me, and an accurate one, but nevertheless a picture of me as this kind of broken boy who was not wanted by his parents, was a label that I had to fight through my entire childhood, but fight I did.
Steve, how much of who you've become, aside from the people in the great people in your life that extended their hands to you, was that bit of a fire inside of you and the knowing inside of you that you're destined for something far greater than what's right in front of you at that moment?
Frank, you found me out, because that was exactly how I saw it. I knew I was going to survive them, even though there were days I didn't know how, but I knew that I was going to. And the reason was because of how much I loved to read. In the books that I read, I saw intact families. I saw kind and caring adults. I saw, for all of our talk in America today about greatness, what I saw was goodness. Mm. And that goodness came to me in interactions. People who smiled at me, someone who encouraged me to keep reading, a high school teacher who took me in just 2 days after Christmas when I finally escaped that foster home. It affirmed for me that there was still goodness in the land, and it affirmed this vision that I had that I could somehow bend the arc of all of this, and that it would never happen again.
So, speaking of books, I think this is a good segue to bring in Eric Roberts and his wife Eliza, because I believe it was through Eliza reading your book that she was so moved by it, she felt the need to reach out. And for those, a lot of people know Eric Roberts and his whole list of awards and movies. Not sure if people know what just an amazing human being he is. So, Steve, maybe you can. I think Eric. We have Eric and Eliza on the phone.
They're with us.
Steve, we're here.
Hey guys,
we're here behind this fantastic book.
Yes. So, someone take this and tell us how you guys all got connected.
Eliza.
Well, basically, We were very interested in books, all books that have to do with issues having to do with children, families, relationships. And so we found a review of the book, and we just ordered the audio version and then became completely obsessed with finding our way to Steve.
Wow.
And we just wanted to be sure that it was going to be made into a movie. We wanted to be sure that the story got out there. We wanted to, you know, just kind of connect with this man and his family. And you know, Keaton, our son, is very involved in children's causes also. And we just knew that there would be, you know, an emotional and artistic connection that could be made. And and then it happened.
Yeah, Steve. It happened. That it did.
Hey, Steve, how does that make you feel to hear Eric and Eliza saying that they were trying to find you? You know, that's an amazing statement. You know, you put your work out there, you put your life out there, and they came to find you.
That's surreal, because I have long been a fan of Eric's. I mean, he didn't know it. Of course, it never even occurred to me that he was a fan of mine. You know,
good right? for us.
So I will tell you though that the minute we made that connection, I knew, like, immediately. You know, you see, in my world, having been denied family, my friends fill in the gaps where my family should have been. And these are people who I meet. Because, see, family is just not what you're born into. It's also who you find along the way. And it's not a lot of conversation. So when Eliza and Eric reached out to me, that was like, it was like talking to somebody in a family. And you said, yes, this was fated. It was destined. And so what happens is you're just along for the ride at that point, because it's got nothing to do with you. A higher power.
That's a great way to say it, pal.
Yeah. You know, that actually happens. First of all, I had a mother's instinct, because even though Steve is a grown man now, I would really like to have walked into that house back then and just taken him up, that child, up into my arms and just walked out of there and said, okay, here's our life. And so this was kind of a little kind of way to do that. And, you know, that's just our instinct anyway. But there are so many times that happens to Eric, because, of course, he's well-known, and then he'll get excited about some person who he thought was funny in a commercial, and he'll recognize them on the street, and he'll flip out. And then they'll say, wait a minute, aren't you Eric Roberts? This is all mixed up. So Steve is like a big hero to us, and it's kind of hard to process that that he, you know, that it's mutual. And
yeah, this is so celebrity oriented that it's just not even on our minds that's our part in it. We just got so inspired by Steve's story, we couldn't believe it. And he not only survived, but he's a winner who could talk about it and share it so other people can overcome it. It's fantastic.
Right.
It
and
is.
Then when Keaton's song, which we'll be discussing in a minute, became part of it, you know, a lot of people love Keaton's music, but Steve's love, the song resonating with Steve, it just means more to us than any other fan or admirer or anyone else who's used Keaton's music for anything, because it means something. You know, it's more than just, ooh, this is fun. It means something.
Yeah.
There's so many puzzle pieces that we're putting together with this story. And I know, Steve, that you have to go, and we appreciate your time. We're going to take a break and come back and talk to Eric Roberts and his wife, Eliza, and your son, Keaton, talk about the song and kind of put all the puzzle pieces together. And Eric, I know I want to hear from you and Eliza both how you are taking Steve's story, and all of you are helping just other foster kids that may be in similar situations.
We love you, Steve.
Great.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve, thank you so much. Again, A Chance in the World, out as a book now, but I know the digital release, the movie is coming out digitally January 1st. Correct, Steve?
That is correct.
Yes, A Chance in the World. Everybody, you got to see it.
Incredible.
Awesome.
So, Steve, again, thank you. We appreciate your time, and we'll be back with Eric and Eliza Roberts.
11:45.
Yes, we'll love
be
you, Steve.
More with Eric and Keaton. We're back here at the Bill and Wendy Show. I'm Frank Fontana.
I'm Kathy Hart.
We got some very special guests on the line.
Yeah, so listen to this song. A little bit of it.
It don't matter.
beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, we can get more into the song. I want to listen to the whole thing.
Keep it going.
I know. We have very limited time. On the phone with us is Eric Roberts and his wife, Eliza. Hi again, you guys. Thanks for joining us.
Let me just get them locked in here. Okay. We all set, Jess?
Keaton's here.
Okay. Hi. And, okay, so your son, Keaton, wrote the song. Now, help me just put this all together.
Okay, Keaton, you're there, right?
Keaton is there. There was a little technical. He's going to be back on in 30 seconds. So why don't you give us a brief explanation while he's getting back on the line.
Okay, great. No problem. No problem. So basically, Keaton's been involved in causes to do with children needing to be brought to safety really his whole life, because I worked with abused kids. He was part of my group home work. There was sometimes children who came with us on outings and came to our house. And you know, believe me, that was a lot to expose a young child to, because, you know, these kids are very, very intense. A lot of times they've been through so much. But he is, for instance, there's a program called the Natural Child Project, and Keaton is the voice of their audiobook. And he did that because he believes so much in these philosophies, just keeping kids safe, showing respect to children, just having kids live the least scary life they possibly can.
Natural Child is a school of thought that we live by.
Right. And so anyway, so he and John Nathaniel, who's a wonderful songwriter and producer, had been working on a song called Define Us. And then when we got involved with Steve and his cause, plus other child causes, a personal situation where someone's child was taken away and put in foster, quote-unquote, care, mm-hmm. Keaton and John turned this song into Find Us. And the timing was just perfect. It resonated with Steve, and now, you know, we're hoping to march the song. We've made a video and everything out there to reach out to people who are in this situation, along with the film and the book.
Oh, fantastic. Eric, yeah. What do you hope to accomplish, you and your wife, and Keaton, all of you, in getting together to share Steve's story, A Chance in the World? I know that you're coming to Crystal Lake, I believe, the Lakeside Arts Park, in February to talk more about this. So I know you're going to be coming to town for A Chance in the World Foundation, but what message do you hope to get out in sharing Steve's message?
Awareness and understanding. As long as we're aware of it, we can prevent it.
And do you think that, I mean, because you hear a lot of stories, and like Steve said, there's good stories too with foster care, but
of course there are.
Unfortunately, there's so many stories like Steve's. Do you think that it's a situation now where it's just a challenge for the foster care system to recognize foster parents like Steve had, who are just masterminds at deception? Do you think there's been any discernible improvement as far as that goes?
Eliza?
I think, you know, first to address that whole, the whole positivity of Steve, Keaton, you're there, right?
Keaton's back with us.
Hi, Keaton.
Hi, everybody. I am here.
Hello, Keaton. Good to hear you, buddy.
And by the way, Eliza, Keaton was on for quite a while when you were doing the whole preamble, and Keaton, how did that feel to hear your mom talking so great about you?
It is actually completely wonderful. I texted her to say, you know, I'm here just in case you don't want to have to cover all this.
I know, because they said there was some technical difficulties. But anyway, the point is, this is only, we're going to be so out there with all this stuff that people get a chance to hear us a lot, technical difficulties or not.
But
Keaton, when you were doing the video and Steve talked to you about wanting to see you smiling and feeling like the message was positive, what did that mean to you?
Well, I'm a big believer in positivity in general. I think positivity breeds more positivity, and if we lead with love and you know, present that as an example, then people want to get on board. And so it spoke right to my sensibilities.
Right. And even though this song, Find Us, applies to the children at the border who are separated from their parents, to kids who are in insufferably abusive foster homes where perhaps the foster parents are doing it for the money, they're doing it for the wrong reason, adoption situations that don't work out, or just homes where there's abuse, or the kidnap situations that we all know about, I think that that what Steve feels is that what happened to him led to him devoting his life to helping other people kind of rescue themselves and
sure.
find us. If you really listen to the lyrics and the spirit of the song and the way that it surges, it kind of says that too. It kind of says, we're here, we just need to connect and get back on track and find safety. Mm-hmm. And am I correct about that? I hope I'm representing it right.
No, you absolutely are. And I think, listen, the details of some of these issues that we're talking about it and dealing with here are so unspeakably horrendous mm-hmm. that if you get bogged down by how horrible it is, then you just get buried and there's nothing you can do. And Steve is such a beautiful example of someone who took that pain, turned it into something else, turned it into something positive. And so, yep. you know, it makes perfect sense that he would want to, that he inspired me to reflect that in the video. And that's definitely where the song is coming from as well.
Well, I can't wait to present this whole thing to the world. And again, you're going to be coming to town in February
yeah.
for Steve's A Chance in the World Foundation, partnering with the Lakeside Legacy Foundation to present Giving Our Children a Chance in the World. We are going to give away VIP tickets to that. We'll do that right now. 312-981-7200. We'll take caller 10 for the VIP package. You will get to meet Steve, Eric, and Eliza, and Keaton. They're all going to be there at this event. You guys sound like the most amazing family just to hang out
so
with.
So true, right?
You really do. Like, it's all just peace,
just
love and,
right?
and happiness. And I would be remiss, obviously, if I don't talk, Eric, about, you know, Julia, your sister, Emma, your daughter. I know that one of the reasons you and Emma both are avid readers, and it's one of the reasons that
right.
this whole story came about.
Yeah.
With the holidays coming up, do you guys pick out books for each other or, like, have your own little book club?
Little ritual around the holiday?
Yeah.
Well, Keaton listens to a ton of podcasts and lectures and fascinating stuff to do with science and nature and
yeah,
people and,
true.
And turns us on to that. And then, of course,
audio.
You know,
because I'm on tour a lot, and so I listen on audio. I don't advise driving and reading at the same time.
No.
I'm a big audiobook guy, too. I agree with you.
Right, and then we say everybody should get A Chance in the World for the holidays and
yeah.
The Natural Child for the holidays. Great books for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sure
okay.
thing.
Yeah, I just finished a book called The Upward Spiral that's all about positivity and positive thinking and neuroplasticity and stuff. It's super cool.
So into it.
There's a great book that I just finished called A Noise Downstairs.
And what's it about, briefly?
We're a book club now. Steve loved The Upward Spiral, Keaton. I turned him on to it.
Oh, good.
I mean, that really is, think about it, the first words to find us is, can you define love? And this really mm-hmm. is about Ooh. Love. It's love that rescued Steve. And our family, you commented on, and you know, we're a family, so we have all the same junk as other families.
Sure.
It's all about how you deal with it, how you overcome the challenges.
Very
but
true.
You all do seem very positive and very loving, and it's wonderful. We certainly need more of that in the world, and what you're doing, we could talk for hours, literally,
yes.
about this stuff.
Yes, we
but
can.
What you guys
as
are doing.
As a family, we end up having fun every single day.
That's
excellent.
Beautiful.
As you should. So thank you again for your time, Eric and Eliza Roberts and Keaton Simons, A Chance in the World. It's digital. The movie released January 1st. Keaton, is there another place that we can go hear your music?
Well, you can find it on my website, KeatonSimons.com, or iTunes, Spotify, all of it, Pandora, Amazon. You can get it anywhere. You just search Keaton Simons.
Okay. And Eric,
yeah,
do you have any movies?
We're going to have to get Brett Young to let him off tour to come to the event. So that's the next thing we have to work on.
He's so prolific. There's so much good stuff.
There's tons of good stuff. But anyway, you guys, thank you for doing this with us. We just loved every minute.
Thank you, guys. And real quick,
guys. Mwah.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate it. Have a great holiday. Keaton, by the way, listening to the song, it has that movie-like build-up, and you feel it. It feels good, man. And not seeing the movie, I felt the escalation. I felt it all, brother. So good stuff,
well,
man.
Thank you so much.
You got it, buddy. All right, we're going to get a little break here. Coming up, the stories that matter with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.